Hi, this is Al Raskowski with Nebraska Family Alliance with the Capitol Buzz, a short update on what took place in the Nebraska legislature this past week. Actually, the Nebraska legislature is in slow mode. Almost every single bill that has been before the state legislature since they came into session this January has been filibustered, triggering hours of protracted debate and delay. Here with me is Nate Groz, who works on policy here at Nebraska Family Alliance. This week, Nate, you actually testified in a public hearing against two expanded gambling bills. Tell us a little about them.
Yeah, we saw another attempt to further expand gambling in our state already happening in the legislature. And the first bill was one that would legalize fantasy sports gambling. And while that may seem like something that appears harmless to many people, what we're dealing with is simply another form of gambling. It's very similar to casino gambling, and it's already a multi-billion dollar industry that is just absolutely fleecing people out of their hard-earned money. And the only people who benefit from legalizing it are these major sites like DraftKings and FanDuel, and it's simply not in the best interest of Nebraskans. The second was another bill to change provisions relating to Keno and Pickle cards, essentially making it easier for people to lose money faster playing Keno.
Well, I appreciate, Nate, your testimony before the Legislature General Affairs. I also was there, and I testified against a new gambling scheme, which is called Naturally Occurring Events, trying to create another way in which individuals will lose money. Back to the fantasy sports gambling bills that you testified against, Nate, it has been so advertised on TV, but the reality is almost everyone loses. Very few people are winning money at that. Do not be deceived by all the ads on FanDuel and DraftKings.
That's absolutely right.
Nate, you also testified in regard to a constitutional amendment introduced by Senator Haar trying to remove our definition of marriage out of the Nebraska Constitution.
Well, the assault on traditional biblical marriage continues, and we're seeing it already with an amendment that would go before the voters to repeal our provision in our state constitution regarding marriage that defines marriage as between one man and one woman, and it's simply a divisive, unnecessary, and costly measure.
Well, thanks, Nate, for being down at the Capitol. If you'd like to learn more about what's happening at our state capitol and how it does affect you and your family, do contact us at Nebraska Family Alliance. Our website is simply NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.